So this is the feast of Mary, Mother of God. The title, Mother of God, comes from the Latin genitrix, which in turn comes from the Greek Theotokos. Mary was given the title Theotokos at an ecumenical council, a council of the whole worldwide church in the year 431 in the town of Ephesus, modern-day Turkey. By calling Mary the Mother of God, the church was affirming that Jesus is the Son of God, equal in divinity to the Father. That's why St. Paul writes to us in the second reading today, God sent his Son, born of a woman, not born of an angel, or born without human participation. No. He's the eternally begotten Son of God the Father, who was then born of a woman in time. But there's a lot more to this feast and to this title. Why did God send his Son? St. Paul explains, so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters. The Bible is pretty clear that every human being can be considered a child of God by virtue of being created by him as creator. But the New Testament is referring to something more. Notice that in four verses, Paul uses the word son six times. He says that we become adopted sons and daughters of God when God sends the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. When we were baptized into Christ, the Holy Spirit of that Son was sent into our hearts. And one of the things that the Spirit does within us is to cry out, Abba. Abba is the Aramaic word for father or dad. That's the language that Jesus spoke. In his agony in the garden, on the night before the crucifixion, Jesus called God Abba. Nowhere in the Old Testament does anyone ever call God Abba. Only Jesus. Only the Son. But now, the same Spirit of the Son dwells in us. And we are permitted to call the creator of the universe, the almighty, the all-powerful, Abba, Father. When's the last time you did that? I believe that the Holy Spirit of the Son cries out within you, Abba, every time you go through trials or struggles or agonies, just like with Jesus in the garden. How beautiful for the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, for Mary to see and hear all of us say with deep faith, Abba, thy will be done. Abba, I need you. And one last thing to point out on this feast of Mary, Mother of God. In the gospel, when the shepherds go to the manger, they make known the message that had been heard, that they had heard about this child. Do you remember what that message was? You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Wrapped in swaddling clothes at the beginning of his life, just as he would be wrapped in a linen shroud at the end of his life. Laid in a manger at the beginning of his life, just as he would be laid in a tomb at the end of his life. The shepherds come to Mary and Joseph with a message of prophecy about their child's death. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. She didn't reject them. She didn't run away from them. She kept them in her heart to ponder on and chew on and to try and discern the deeper course of God's will for her wondrous child, the deeper course of the will of Abba. Because Mary, too, had been filled with the spirit of her son. And that spirit cried out from within her, too. So today we celebrate God as Father, as our Abba. And flowing from that, we celebrate Mary as mother. Her motherhood was perfect for Jesus. And it's perfect for you and me, too. So as we begin this new calendar year, I pray that it will be the year where we join God's Spirit crying out from within us, Abba, Father. Embracing God as Abba, may we also embrace the Blessed Virgin as Mother. Abba, thy will be done. Abba, we need you.